Well, here I am in the Martello Tower, where James Joyce famously came on the 9th of September, 1904, only spent 6 days here. If I've got that right, it's shortly after met Nora Barnacle with his friend Oliver St. John Gogarty, who later became a famous doctor, who calls Buck Mulligan in A Portrait of the Art of the Young Man, the poem is penned in which you see deliberately misspelt, published by Shakespeare and Company in Paris. Now, he published a baker's dozen. The 13th he called a tilly, which is apparently the extra one you get from a baker. He is that 13th. So there he is with his thick glasses. He was world famous. Look at this, the front cover of Time magazine. He died in January 1941 in Zurich, Switzerland, just 2 weeks before what would have been his 59th birthday. So this Martello Tower is based on one from Capo Mortella in Corsica, which the British Army was unable to storm in 1794. Therefore, they commissioned their dozens of them all over Ireland. There's one in Bear Island, for example. Who else was here? Chenoweth Trench was here with him, as in, who was the nephew of the then Protestant Archbishop of Dublin, and indeed, I think, Anthony Chenoweth Trench was that he was the headmaster of Eton, 1964 to 1970. So here we are. The walls are 8 feet thick. It's 40 foot high. There's only one door, which is 10 feet up from the ground, accessible only by ladder. So really impossible to storm. You can see a fairly narrow way to enter. One 19-pounder cannon with a 1 mile range to defend the harbour. One of the most celebrated portraits of him. There he is in 1928, looking rather older than he actually was. So born the same year as De Valera. And a judge called Lennon banned his works in Ireland. So then he wrote a map of Ireland, Hic sunt Lennones, here are Lennons. One of the copies of his death mask. So his daughter Lucia, she was schizophrenic, and Joyce's secretary in Paris was Samuel Beckett, another celebrated Dublin writer, who was then dating Lucia, and he was hoping that Beckett would marry Lucia, but it wasn't to be. Beckett lived on in Paris until 1987. A Nobel laureate. Joyce was too contentious to be a Nobel laureate. Wrote Ulysses, wrote in several languages, spoke, could write Norwegian, as well as obviously English, French, Italian, German, Latin and ancient Greek. He'd lived in Trieste, and his brother, Stanislaus, next youngest brother, lived in Trieste until his death in 1957 or so. And it was much more sensible. Stanislaus had to help him out. Joyce also had a patroness called Harriet Weaver, and regular donations from her kept him going, allowed him to devote most of his time to writing. In modern value, she gave him over €1 million. So the scene set here references his kinophobia. He was savaged by a Cerberus at the age of 6, shortly before he went to Clongowes College. See some of them for Bloomsday, dressed in certainly some items of Edwardian clothing, like that straw hat. Okay. We'll get up there eventually, but you see, because of the narrow staircase, they can't let too many people in. It's admission is gratis. So it was decommissioned militarily in 1897. Then 1904, the War Department rented it out. So Oliver St. John Gogarty, he paid the rent. He invited his chum here, James Joyce, and then a charitable trust purchased it in 1964. Set up this Joyce Museum. I've been here once before at the age of 7. That's a few years ago.